Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. So, I don't know if you ever have trouble trying to pick out exactly what you're going to preach on Sunday morning. But sometimes I do. Sometimes it's a real struggle whenever I go through the lessons, and I have so many good choices to go through. This week we have the story from 1 Kings about Elijah whenever he gets mad because of just everything that's been happening to him. He's proven the power of God over the idols. He's slain all of these false prophets and priests of idols. And now he's on the run for his life because the queen, Jezebel, is trying to kill him. And he's just mad, and he's angry, and he's hungry. He needs a Snickers, and he goes and he lays down and says, "I just want to die." And then God feeds him, and he gets up, and he's able to go and do what it is that God has called him to do. Then we have the lesson from Ephesians. And every time I read Ephesians, and especially this particular passage, I have to wonder what in the world is going on at the church at Ephesus. Because he comes out there and says, if you're stealing, you just have to stop. You know, I don't know what kind of ministry he got into there. But far different cry from the people in Corinth. Whenever he writes to them, he's talking about them giving up their money and being charitable. But in here, he's talking to these people like they're a gang of criminals. And then we have in the gospel lesson this whole bread of life sort of discourse. Now, if you've been paying attention, I don't know, I don't come up with the lessons each week, right? They're from a lectionary. We use these. Churches all across the world use the same sort of lectionary. And someone, in their infinite wisdom, decided that in year B, which is what we are in, we're going to have 5 solid weeks of Jesus talking about bread, okay? Thanks a lot. That's a lot of bread talk, and me on a low-carb diet. We're halfway through this whole thing about talking about bread, and Jesus is saying, I'm the bread of life. If you eat of me, you will live forever. And all I could think of this week is, there's a lot going on that I'd really like to talk about. I'd love to talk about Elijah and his being empowered by God to go out even whenever he's feeling poorly, whenever he is depressed, and whenever he feels like he cannot affect change in the world, he can still go out and preach, and teach, and do the good work. All we have to do is rely on God for that substance and that power. We could talk about Ephesians, where there's obviously some anger and some discord in the church, not just amongst the thieves, apparently, but when he is talking about anger. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. It's an old adage, you know, never go to bed angry with your spouse, except for Phyllis Diller, who I believe once commented, never go to bed angry, just stay up and fight. Don't laugh at that, Jennifer. We could talk about discord in our society. We could talk about good ways and healthy ways to be angry, but not to fall into sin, not to wish any evil to fall on those for whom we disagree with. We could talk about that. We could talk about the amazing ministry and work of God in Jesus Christ providing for us that spiritual food that the world cannot provide for us. A lot of stuff to talk about. So how is it that you decide what it is that you're going to say? And it occurred to me, lo and behold, maybe there is actually a theme between all of them. Now, Elijah getting the bread and Jesus talking about the bread of life, that seems pretty logical. You can draw some sort of like parallel between those, right? But what about this lesson from Ephesians? I think that many of us, especially in our society today, we are very polarized. We hear that phrase a lot. You know, there is liberal, conservative, progressive, Democrat, Republican, everything. We are, even in the church, we're sort of separated between high church, low church, all these labels that we have. And I am here today to tell you that the commonality that we all share, the one thing that we can all come around and agree on, the one thing that makes us the church. I'm not pointing to the choir. Okay? I'm pointing to the altar. We have this amazing sacrament that God has provided for us, literally bread from heaven, the opportunity for us to come together to worship. Yes, to have differences of opinion. Yes, to have differences, but to come together to pray, to love, to be empowered, sustained by that bread, by that body of Christ, to go out into this world. And yes, we may disagree. Yes, we may have arguments. But if we keep ourselves focused on that bread of life, we can avoid the temptation to fall into sin in those disagreements. And we can be empowered, strengthened, and sustained to go out and do the work that God has given us to do. I truly believe that. My brothers and sisters, if we are what we eat, then we really are the body of Christ working in this world. When we place our hands out to receive the bread, I drop that little wafer in your hand, we come together. We are provided for. And we're sustained. Just like Paul mentions to the church at Ephesus, he says to go out and speak truth to your neighbors. We are called to go out and spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We are called to do that in love and in service, to bring them to the table so that they can, as the psalmist says, to taste and see that the Lord is good. That's pretty good. I got all the lessons in today, didn't I? You mark that one on a calendar. If we come to church, if we are here gathered together in fellowship and love and prayer, if we sustain our spiritual lives with that bread of heaven, we won't have the time or the belly to fill ourselves with the junk food of this world, with materialism, with hate, with angst, with anxiety, with all the temptations that come out there in this world. We won't have any place for it if we come and die. So my brothers and sisters, I invite you to come and dine today. But I leave you with a charge. I leave you with this. It is not just good enough for you to come to this table alone. We are to go into this world and preach the good news, to tell people about the love of God in Christ, to bring them to this table. Because that's what we do. We build a bigger table. We have more people here. We bring each of us together here. No matter what the difference is, no matter what the problem, we gather and we share in that bread of life. And I pray very earnestly that you want to go and share that meal with others too. Not just this week, but every single week. And most importantly, I want you to fill your spiritual lives with that bread of heaven. Because with that bread, with that substance of Jesus in your life, that yearning and movement towards wanting to be more Christ-like, to experience Christ in your life, I feel that you can transform not only yourself, but the world. And if that's not good news, then I don't know what is. Come this day and every day and taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen.